producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasanelli here, and Kenny Kessler talking about the issues of the day. Yes, hello, Roberta. Roberta is the Queen of Sheep. She'll have her Queen of Sheep report, how you can save a lot of money in a few minutes here on Good Day. New Canadian Prime Minister. This is the, equivalent of the Bush family in Canada, the Trudeau family. And this fellow, you probably like this guy. He's a member of the Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau. His father was Prime Minister in the 70s and the 80s. This transition will ease tensions between Canada and the United States, at least while President Obama is in office, because he didn't like the Prime Minister. It's very interesting. You know, we talk about politics here and how the Republicans seem not to be able to get along with the Democrats, and there is this thing that we think is insular, that is, it applies only to America. But Obama doesn't like Netanyahu because politically Netanyahu is where Boehner or the Republicans are. Netanyahu would be a Republican if he were an American. And in many ways, because he went to school in America, he is. If you met him, I remember going into his office and interviewing him for 40 minutes once in the Knesset a number of years ago, and thought, this guy is, he's like a New York Jew. He's like, he sounds like a New York Jew. He looks like, he acts, he just fits. And that's why he's so popular over here with people who support Israel, and that's why Obama doesn't like him as much as anything else, because he's, well, I mean, if you look at what's going on, the Israelis have been arming themselves and training. I saw a picture of families and groups that are training in response to the lethal attacks by Palestinians. Many of them are wielding knives. The Prime Minister said, quote, no one should take the law into their own hands. This is after an Eritrean was mistaken for an attacker. He was shot by an Israeli soldier, and then he was stoned and beaten by a crowd. It's pretty tense over there. And a lot of times, if you look at some of the maps of what it was like when Palestine existed in what is now the Jewish state, this is a question that's very hard to answer. It really is. I'm a student of history. I was political science and speech major in college, and I took a great interest in what was going on in the Middle East. And I remember looking at the pre-46 map of what is now Israel, and it was Palestine. Mm-hmm. So the United Nations decided that the Israelis ought to be able to inhabit part of Palestine. But the map of Palestine in 1948, where the Israelis moved in and Israel was declared, the size of what the Palestinians were given versus the size of what the Palestinians have today is like one quarter. They've been pushed out, moved out, warred out, whatever. Now, I'm not taking the side of the Palestinians. Maybe the individual Palestinian or Arab that lives in these areas, not to be confused with Hamas and people who are like, Arafat, and what that brought. They've used that problem to create huge wealth for themselves, these people that lead Hamas and some of these other splinter organizations. So they're the ones that are responsible for the attacks on the Israelis. And so, but they're, it's, even though you think that people over there can tell the difference, they can't any more than we can. There is no, if you look at a Semite, and you look at a Jew, you look at people who are in Jerusalem or in Tel Aviv or any place in Israel, you can't tell oftentimes the native Jew from the native Arab from the native Christian, because they all look the same. The way you can tell the difference is the number of white European Jews who have moved to Israel and more or less taken over. That would be Netanyahu and his group. And there are more, I think, white Jews there now than there were certainly when it was first settled, although it was supposedly carved out to take care of the European Jews that had been displaced by the Nazis in World War II. That's why it was established. But the people who were there got along fine. And that's what makes you wonder, okay, what was the cause of really all of this? I've been to Israel 4 times. Every single time I've gone over there, I've had either breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all of the above with Israeli Jews, Israeli Arabs, and Israeli Christians. Mm-hmm. And they all just sit at a table. I remember sitting at a table at a fella's house. There were 8 people at a dinner with me, and I couldn't tell by listening to them or looking at them whether they were Jewish, they were Christian, or they were Arabs.
You know, I think what people would find if you go over there, I mean, I had a very similar experience, Doug, when you go over there, there isn't that much friction between the Arabs, the Jews,
not
and
the original, not the settlers.
Not the people who were there. You know, right. I mean, among the day-to-day life, people are very tolerant
of each
other.
Yep.
Everybody gets along. It's the extremist groups that are causing the issues. But day-to-day life, everybody gets along.
And they get the headlines, and the youngsters. I remember the first trip that I took over there, which would have been in 1997, '98, having breakfast with a group of students from a school, and it was the American school, but it was all from well-to-do Palestinian families, well-to-do Israeli families, well-to-do European families, and they all were in school, they all got along. Mm-hmm. It is the political, it's kind of like the make-believe stuff that goes on here. The fakery between Democrats and Republicans, and how it stirs the troops down below. After hours, do some of these people not like each other? Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
More in the House than in the Senate. The Senate's a club. They all like each other. They all get along. Yeah. There's no real difference. They just, you know, they may vote differently. But there isn't the kind of animosity in the Senate as there is in the House. And there's little animosity in the House, but it's there. But we take all this stuff and we use it to stir up people and get them to give money to campaigns, or you get companies to give, and we're used. And the people in Israel, the same thing. You're being used by those who want more power, more control. It's the same thing. Maybe it's universal. We're all kind of falling aside because the news media is doing such a horrible job of bringing us the facts, the truth. I learn more about America when I'm out of the country from local news sources in whatever country I may be in than I learn by going through 14 different sites every day here.
Well, you know, I look at the BBC news sites and I look at the Al Jazeera news sites, and between the two of them, you get a really, you know, pretty honest picture of what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, well, but that's foreign media.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that's most different is the treatment of the immigration issue across Europe.
Yeah. Here you don't even hear about it. Nobody cares.
Well, but they're not. What they tell you really sort of compares it to our own problem that we have on the southern border here. And what happens is what you read is that that they are all worried that the border is going to be closed and all these people that are refugees are going to stay sort of hooked up in some place where they can't survive. Winter's moving in, and so it's a sticky situation, mostly because of the politics that's been applied to it. Frankly, anyway, that's the way I see it, and it'd be interesting to see.
Well, you have to feel for those people when you really read what's going on. You really have to feel for them, because most of them are fleeing for their lives, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, trying to protect their families.
If they stay there, there's certain sects that don't agree with ISIS. They kill them.
Would kill them.
Yeah,
would kill them
like rats.
So, you know, they are refugees in the true sense of the word.
Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous, the fabulous info babe. That still sticks in my mind.
Fabulous weather babe.
Yeah,
that's
right. Info babe, weather babe. But she's a queen of cheap.
Just call me the fabulous babe.
The fabulous babe. All right, information on how you can save lots of money coming up. The Queen of Cheap Report is next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Know how. We're 100% certain it's going to rain eventually. And we know it's going to get dark tonight. Because we feel good these things will happen. NAPA's taking up to 30% off select headlamps and wiper blades. Plus up to $10 back after mail-in rebate when you buy a pair. Big savings on headlamps and wipers. Bet you didn't see that coming. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. And participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 11/14/15.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Hi, Roberta. How are we saving today? By the way, go to the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com where all the deals are explained in detail that Roberta's going to reference now.
Okay, let's start with Redbox. For those of you who like to go to Redbox, rent a movie, rent a game, a DVD, Blu-ray, whatever it is, we've got a whole bunch of codes for you. For 50 cents, you can rent one of these wonderful things to waste your evening. There's quite a few of them. You have to go to the Better Living section, look up Queen of Cheap, and they're good until November 1st. That's a really nice thing. I think you can use one a day, which is why we've listed a whole bunch of them. So you could, basically brain out and chill out and just kind of veg out on all sorts of things. If you really don't feel like doing anything else, go to Redbox, 50 cents. We have two free pedometers if you feel like doing something other than be a couch potato. Absolutely free. Why two? Well, because this organization, which is one of the health organizations, wants you to put one on yourself and one on your significant other or a friend or your dog or whatever while you go walking and just see how far you've gone. We also have a free subscription in Men's Health Magazine. So after you're doing all that wonderful walking, you can work on the rest of your body, guys, and you can have a beach bod or have a butt like Doug has, which is actually kind of nice. And we have a free Virginia Sims lighter.
Nice of you to notice.
You don't have to be a smoker.
I thought only one person noticed that. Thank you very much.
You've always had a nice butt.
Thank you.
Yeah, free Virginia Sims lighter. You don't have to be a smoker. Disgusting habit, smoking. But, you know, I ordered one of these lighters. Heck, they want to give me something free. I'll take it. And it's a nice one. It looks like almost like a pen. It's very, very thin, really kind of neat. You always need a lighter for candles or, you know, if you just want to burn your house down or something. So you'll find all of these wonderful things.
I heard on the Doug Stephan Show how to burn my house down.
Right. The only wonderful things at the Queen of Cheap section at the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Lots of evergreen stuff in there, too, to teach you how to save money. And
Better Living summer. Box. Speaking of living better, I'm in this brand new chair, the first new chair I've had since I created the studio in the 90s.
Oh,
Meredith got me for my birthday, and you can tell that I'm sitting up straighter, and I'm able to focus better, and my words are clearer, all because of this new chair. 21 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program. Roberta, Kenny, and I have the services of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the reason that we have four or five of their tunes in concert here during this hour of the musical portion of the Good Day program is because on this date in 1977, the plane which was carrying them ran out of fuel and crashed in Gillsburg, Mississippi. How do you have a plane go up without, when you check out, this is a question that I was asking when we were talking about John Denver crashing plane a while ago. How do you do it? You have a checklist, don't you? When you get into a plane, you check everything out, all the instruments, check the fuel. So how do you get in a commercial airline or even a small passenger plane like this?
And not look at fuel,
and
right?
And not know how much fuel was in the plane. Oof. So the six people who died in the crash, lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and the guitarist Steve Gaines and Cassie Gaines. So he was, they were brother and sister, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. Other band members, Alan Collins, Gary Rossington, Leon Wilkson, Billy Powell, Artemis Pyle-Lyle, Leslie Hawkins, tour manager Ron Eckerman, and the road crew suffered serious injuries. The crash came 3 days after the release of their Street Survivor album and five shows into the most successful headlining tour that they had ever been involved in to date. So what is, tell us about this song's playing, Kenny, will you?
Oh, well, this is Freebird. This wasn't on this album, but one of the kind of eerie things when the Street Survivors album came out, which was just like a week before this crash, the band was on the front, and there was all this fire behind them, like there was a big explosion.
Wow.
And then there was this plane crash, and they recalled the albums, and they put it out with just the band on it without the plane.
Ah, so if you have that album cover, it's worth something, huh?
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Beatles album with the dolls and the blood all over the place.
Oh yeah,
right. You know that one.
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, how many, well, you probably would.
How many Skinner albums are there, Kenny? All together?
The surviving members are still going.
Yes.
So they're still putting stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens with these small planes sometimes, Doug? They're overweighted because people say, "Well, I want to bring this and I want to bring that."
Too much
and what
weight.
They do.
Right.
They dump some of the fuel, and sometimes they dump too much, and they run out.
Right.
So I think with John Denver, I think he purposely
there are a lot of people
out.
Who think he was his trouble with
he had some health issues.
His wife and that kind of stuff.
He just wanted out.
He was pretty depressed. That could have been it. Yep, could have been. But a lot of easier ways of doing it.
Maybe he wanted to go doing something he loved.
Leonard Skinner. What's the origin of that name, Kenny? Do you know? I remember we talked about this one day, and I don't remember what we said about the origin of the name.
They said it was a joke name based on a principal at their high school.
Really?
And they just changed the spelling of it around.
His name was Leonard Skinner, but not spelled this way.
Probably Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
One of the stories I heard was that he told them they would never amount to anything, so they wanted to name the band after him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens, unfortunately, too much with administrators or teachers or even parents who don't have a clue about how to encourage youngsters. And when it comes to professionals like educators, teachers, and principals, if they say that to a student, they ought to get fired. And it's come back to haunt a lot of people. I know. I can remember a few actors who have said that they're and performers have said, you'll never amount to anything, kid. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Really? Well, let's hope that's enough to get people going so that they do create something good in their lives. The story of Leonard Skinner in brief here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
And this is Let's Be Fair. There's something about seeing a pumpkin sail through the air at high speed and then explode in a gooey mess that just makes people smile. Our family's been launching pumpkins off a deck in our backyard after Halloween for years, but I recently found out that some folks in Delaware have taken pumpkin throwing to a whole new level. For nearly 30 years, teams of pumpkin hurlers have traveled there to compete in what is known as the World Championship Pumpkin Chunkin'. Using everything from slingshots and catapults to large pneumatic cannons, they shoot the pumpkins as far as they can. The event was even featured on the Discovery Channel's Mythbusters show. But it was canceled last year and won't be held again this year either. Why? A couple of years ago, a volunteer was injured in an ATV accident and filed a lawsuit. Now the farmer who hosted it won't let it return to his property. Let's be fair, it's not just pumpkin hurling contests that are vanishing because of lawsuits, but all kinds of popular activities. And that's a shame. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Tomorrow only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Today, we're all over it. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Kenny Kessler is here as well to provide us with information and conversation. The big conversation today focuses on Star Wars, or as they say here in New England, Star Wars. The Force Awakens. We have as our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com the new trailer for the Star Wars movie. For anybody who missed it during the Monday Night Football game, you want to see it again, you can see it at DougSteffen.com. First thing you see when you log on to DougSteffen.com is the video open, and we have a little audio. You know you want to see it. Here's the audio, though, from it.
I was raised to do one thing. I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Stories about what happened.
That's true.
Sounds a lot more theatrical than some of the other productions. You can pick out all of the voices, though. Certainly Harrison Ford. Is there a new voice for Darth Vader because James Earl Jones is 84 and they didn't give him the job? Where'd that come
from? Darth Vader is dead.
Oh, He's dead at this time? Thought this was
This comes after Return of the Jedi.
Ah. All right. So then Luke could be the bad guy.
Could be. That's
spoiler
a rumor.
Alert! Yeah, that is a rumor. Spoiler alert! So the sale, the Star Wars, I think it should be called Star Wars, The Sales Begin, the campaign.
The marketing.
Oh, my God.
The credit cards awaken.
Exactly. There's high drama around that. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Did you get tickets to Star Wars? Yes, I can't wait. B, I tried, but the site crashed. C, not yet, but I'll order them soon. D, I'll wait until take my chances at the theater. E, I have no interest whatsoever. It'd be interesting to see how many get into that bug. I'm not interested at all. Meredith has never seen a Star Wars movie, Roberta.
Really?
She hasn't seen any of them. I'm going to try to bring her around. I don't know. I'll see the old one, but see the new one anyway. So if you have a preference, or you already, Kenny's had the experience already. He and his wife have tickets to the second day, right? The second show?
Yeah, well, the first full day, that Friday. It opens Thursday night.
Thursday night. So that Friday
midnight,
morning.
Midnight, is that what it is? It's midnight?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Some theaters are showing a big marathon of all the movies and then ending with the new one.
Mm. Ah, right. That'd how many movies are there?
Six.
There will be seven when this comes out.
Yeah. Okay. So
and then there will be eight. And then there will be nine. And then there will be ten. And Disney will keep this going forever. I'm looking at a picture of Harrison Ford now. As he appeared, I'm thinking back to 1977 and how he looked. His hair looks the same. They've parted it the same. I mean, obviously, he looks older. You know, surprisingly, Chewbacca doesn't look any older than he did in 1977.
You know, there's wrinkles under all that hair. You just can't see them.
All right, poll yesterday. Which team would you like to see win the World Series? 54% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said the Cubbies. 19% said the Royals, 15% said the Blue Jays, and 12% said the Mets. The Mets get a big boo. I think the Cubs do, too. I'd like to see the Royals win. Let's see what happens as we're going to be playing baseball or watching it until well into November, it would appear. What did we say yesterday? The schedule goes through if they play all the games on November 7th or something?
If the World Series goes seven games, it goes into the first week in November.
Wowie zowie. Amazing. I love thoughts and thinking. So we have a thought of the day. We have a quote of the day. We oftentimes have things that go into the motivational world. I thought this was something one of my great friends and colleagues in this business, Larry Fuss, whose radio stations carry this program, sent me this morning, and I thought it was perfect. It comes from the Dalai Lama, but it's great for people who do talk or who are just talkers. When you talk, you're only repeating what you know. If you listen, you may learn something new.
That's right.
How about that? That's very cool.
That's right.
So
how does that apply to us as talk show hosts?
I don't know. We have to use our ears more, perhaps.
I'm sorry, what?
Right, exactly. All right, so Oprah Winfrey made $70 million yesterday. One day, Weight Watchers was the key. She decided she would buy stock in Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. So she spent, she bought 6.4 million shares, 10% of the company she bought yesterday. And then she got options to buy 3.5 million more, which caused the stock to double in one day to $13.92 a share.
And so who advised her to do this? That's
what I
want to know.
I wish I'd had somebody talking to me about this last week. Because a lot of people made a lot of money yesterday, including the company that owns half the stock. It's a firm called Artal. It's a private investment firm. They made $209 million yesterday, a gain for one day that is larger than anything else that they've done.
I think someone's going to look at this as insider trading, because who knows if that company went to Oprah and said, hey, how about this? How about if you buy this amount and, you know, we'll make it public, and the next thing you know, the stock will skyrocket.
They're going to use her as their spokesperson.
Well,
so
there you go.
In order to entice her to do it. I mean, this woman's worth over $3 billion, according to Forbes magazine. So what is another $70 million to her? So $70 million doesn't, but it was enough to get her to say, okay, I'll represent you. And that's what they need, because she has amazing credibility. And so it's magic. Her name is magic. Oprah is magic. Here's a woman that said, I think, believe, if I'm recalling the story correctly, Kenny, you can correct me if I'm wrong. She grew up in Baltimore. She was a local reporter in Baltimore and then started doing a local local access show, one of those 7:30 deals that they used to have called The People Are Talking, which was on the Westinghouse station. Every Westinghouse station, they don't even exist anymore. They all are owned by CBS now. But the Westinghouse stations had a unit that syndicated shows. And one of them that they came up with was a show called People Are Talking, and it was produced in every Westinghouse market locally for that market. It was a half hour a day. And Oprah Winfrey was the host of the show in Baltimore after having, I don't think she ever did any radio, but she was a young reporter and then worked her way into this. And then she had an opportunity to go do the show in Chicago, which she did. And from that, she met the King brothers, who were trying to come up with another show like Phil Donahue's show, only with a female host. And they thought, okay, Chicago, black lady, she's got a lot of talent, she's perky, we'll take a shot at this. It may not work, but we'll try it. So they didn't know what to expect, and they didn't know Oprah, really. They thought, okay, here's a way of getting... They started locally in Chicago. And they gave her, they said, well, you know, we'll give you a small salary and we'll give you ownership of the show. So she owned, I believe at the time, 40% or 45% of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that has translated into $3 billion. Thank you, King Brothers. What else would you say under the circumstances? God love her. And look at what she told her life story, which was really a little spicy. She has been up and down in terms of what her weight is herself. I mean, she's been very heavy and then she's been slight. And so that's why she's perfect for Weight Watchers. She's got her own network. I mean, the woman's very smart, very good business person, deserves every bit of respect that she gets for having created something out of nothing and believing in herself. That's the lesson here, I believe, in Oprah. She believed in her talent. She believed in herself. So she made it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lesson for everybody as far as I'm concerned. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here is a powerful, very powerful product that you can use to take care of problem eye darkness, bags, puffiness. Actually, there's two products here. The great news is that there's a new product that goes hand-in-hand with Genucel. You've heard me talk about Genucel.
I need some more, by the way, Doug.
Do you really, Roberta? Well,
yes, I do.
I'll have to...
I love this stuff, and I'm just about running out of it.
All right, tell me where you want me to send it. Because you got about four houses that I can choose from to send it. So tell me where you want me to send it, and I'll ask them.
Okay, I'll email you the address.
What they'll do is send you the Genucel, which has been around for a long time, taking care of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. You will love that. And now, the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. You can try that absolutely free as well by calling 800-543-9262. You got the inside on this older product that works so well. It doesn't cover anything up. It extracts from your eyes the water that's underneath that causes the puffiness. So you get that. And then, because they've introduced this new Platinum Dark Circle treatment, they're going to give you the opportunity of getting that free. So you order Genucel. You get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as an add-on. You also will be given the chance to get a luxury gift. If they ask you for those three different choices, ask them if you can have some Mesotique. That's another great face cream from the same company. So three products for the price of one, taking care of the dark circles, the bags, the puffiness, everything around your eyes that you want to be attracted. It doesn't cover them up. It's not makeup. It fixes the problem with them or your money back. Please call right now, 800-543-9262. You'll be excited when you get this, and you'll get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Get to work on your eyes and your face. 800-543-9262. What a great deal. Don't wait. The deal won't be around forever. 800-543-9262. It's a good deal. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered but softened, bent and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace. Because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select bright LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 48 past the hour. Kenny has some more comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show on the Star Wars phenom.
Joel says this movie should be called Star Wars: The Quest for More Money.
they have to work hard at that. What do you think? It's a great American company, Disney, one of our best American corporate citizens, and they're there to make money. I've had my ups and downs with them over the years, but I'll tell you something, they've figured it out. They know how to buy the right stuff and promote the right stuff and make the right stuff. So good for them. People benefit because there's entertainment there, and most of the stuff that comes from Disney, movie-wise, pretty good. Most of the stuff that comes from across the board is pretty good. All right, what else, Kenny?
William says, "I got my two tickets for Thursday. I'll be the one standing in line in the Stormtrooper outfit."
Yes, you will, sir. Congratulations. All right, I want to see the Chewbacca outfit. Go ahead.
Andy says, "Star Wars broke the internet. Before I could hit refresh, it was sold out in New York City in minutes. Luckily, wow. I was able to get two tickets in New Jersey. Now Fandango is down, too."
Really?
Yep, yeah.
What other, besides Fandango,
is it on movie phone?
Chains?
Probably. It's probably on all any movie thing online.
Any book online, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. Wow. All right, what else?
Doug says, "John Wayne was asked his opinion after watching the original Star Wars, and his answer was, they will always make Westerns."
Well, and that is what these really are, good guys
Absolutely.
And bad guys.
Yes, they're Westerns in space. Yep.
John Wayne died in 1979, so he was able to see the first one. That is, I never heard that comment before. They will always make Westerns. Yep. One way or another.
Goodbye for if you want to be a screenwriter, remember that one.
Always make Westerns. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah. advice is right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Same name, number one during the Halloween period, 1988. Wasn't that Dean Wormer?
Yes, it was. He's the only name in this movie.
Why in the name of God would I recognize that voice? And I guess that means I've been listening more than I've been talking, Roberta, under the circumstances, taking my own advice. That was the Dean Wormer from Animal House. That was his voice. He was in this silly movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. All right, can you give us a description of the plot here, Kenny, please?
Oh, the title really says it all.
Yeah.
This flying saucer that's shaped like a big top tent lands out in the middle of nowhere, and it's full of these clowns who go around killing people with popcorn guns and the kinds of things that clowns would use.
Oh, really? Do they?
Yeah. Exactly.
That doesn't actually sound like a Clarabelle. This is a Clarabelle one. That's more like it. All right, anyway. How bad is it that I've got those here? Me. Whether Kenny knows what the theme is. Chuck Curry is off today. Chuck is moving his office facility from one part of town to another, and he's having, believe it or not, folks, trouble with Verizon getting hooked up. I know those of you who use Verizon think it's the best thing in the world. They are, according to their advertising, they're the best of any of the choices you can get for service. So Chuck must be an exception to the rule, right? Because they always get everything right at Verizon.
Oof. Yeah.
Right. Right. We can make a movie about that. Okay. So more Star Wars conversation, I suppose, is appropriate. And that's coming up next here on Good Day and Movie Moments.
Now, Cheap Sight Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Today's topic, cheap body tricks. It's chock full of cheap psychological and physiological tricks, things you can use or abuse. Here's the science of it.
Did you know that the typical person eats about 2,000 pounds of food each year? If you go on a hunger strike, you can live for about 60 days without eating, and if you go about 10 days without sleep, well, it'll either kill you or it'll turn you into an emotional turnip.
Don't mess with me, man. I am crazy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? In this day and age of diet, 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 work, 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 and sleep less and less, the body can take a great deal of abuse. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy life if you worked just a little smarter, ate appropriately, and slept a little more. Work with your body, and it'll work with you. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Blends is a dictionary and a good one. But what sets it apart is the comprehensive list of related words. Very useful. Blends.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, so the details of the Star Wars phenom, 6 million people have seen that trailer already. Basically, it's the spot for Monday Night Football, right? It's not really a trailer, Kenny.
No, it is a trailer.
It is a trailer.
They ran it during halftime during the football game, and then afterwards it went up on YouTube.
Yeah, so 6 million. Has any word on how many people have actually bought tickets so far? The sites are crashed, Fandango among them. So if you're trying to get tickets, you better wait a while because they got to straighten it out or sort it out, or just not so many people have to try at the same time. So how many tickets do we know?
I haven't seen anywhere. I think it's going to take them a little while to figure that out because there's been so many technology problems.
Right. Netflix, in the movie news, looking to make a big splash at the Oscars, beginning to screen its first feature film, the African war drama Beasts of No Nation, directed by Cary Fukunaga, who directed True Detective, stars Idris Elba, also be released in select U.S. theaters. I've not seen too much about this. Roberta, you're pretty close to some of the stuff in New York. Netflix bought the movie in March based on a novel. This is one of those things that Netflix and Amazon are buying up all the ideas that are not making it in the theaters so they can put them up on Netflix and Amazon.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Smart.
Yeah, I think it is smart. Frankly, it'd be interesting to see how the budgets work as far as, you know, like, you know, big theater releases. Have multi-billion dollar budgets. Can these people afford that? 59 after on Good Day.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.